Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this right. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen plays, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me once again. We'll hear from the Hall of Fantasy this time. Series that first aired from 1946 to 1947, took a couple years off, came back in 1949 over mutual stations, ran until 1953. 183 episodes were produced. The story today is titled The Idol of Crom Crock from May 4th, 1953. Here's the Hall of Fantasy.
And now, the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friends. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted and the supernatural reigns in fear. Come with me and listen to the tale of the Idol of Crom Crock.
Crom Crock, a huge golden idol surrounded by the Council of Twelve. Crom Crock, to whom human sacrifice was made. Crom Crock, a name stretching back into the misty and half-forgotten years of the past, back to the time of the Druids, Caesar, and the Roman invasion of England, back in time where history becomes vague and guesses. Yet through those years, from the mists of ancient remembrance to the modern world of today, there echoes the name of
Crom Crock.
I'd gone up with Matt and Susan Stevens to the hunting and fishing lodge they had in the Appalachians. At the end of April, we went to straighten up the lodge, lay in a supply of provisions for the coming spring and summer. The second night we were there, one of those sudden spring storms.
Glad we're inside. It's hot out there in that storm.
More coffee, Mom?
Oh, I've had 4 cups already. When you get married, you'll be a lucky man, Jack. And every woman that can brew coffee the way my sister can.
I realize that.
What about you, Dad? Any more coffee?
No. But I heard something.
Like what?
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, it must have been a week.
It won't be long before the fishing season opens. I hardly wait to get up here with my rod and reel.
We laid in a fairly large supply of food. The only things we'll need to pick up are eggs and bread and...
Oh, I heard it, too.
Someone's calling for help. Come on.
We'll slip our slickers on. Yeah. You better keep the coffee hot, Sue. We may be bringing someone back with us.
All right.
Let's go.
Right.
Oh, it's a rotten night. I wonder who that is out there.
Someone who got lost.
We'd better call to them. Maybe you can hear us. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello out there. Where are you? Try it together.
All right.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Listen.
I can't tell a thing with this storm. Where are you? By the lake. Could ask which one, but I'm afraid you wouldn't understand. Let's try our lake.
Right.
We're coming for you. I don't mind looking for someone who's lost. If he just wouldn't get himself lost on a rainy night.
I hope he's just lost.
What do you mean?
But I hope it's nothing more than that.
Oh, it won't be. But try calling him again.
All right.
Hello?
I'm
waiting for you. Must be right up ahead.
Must be pretty close.
Hey, look down there. Someone lying on the ground. when the lightning flashes on.
Come on.
Yeah. Watch your step. Don't worry. Hi. Are you all right?
What is the matter?
Can't. I felt his pulse. He's dead. We decided to carry him back to that cabin.
It's pretty heavy and far away, but it's extremely difficult to keep our footing as we struggle up against the storm.
He actually hadn't been farther away than 1,000 feet, but it took us almost half an hour to get him back up the slope to the lodge.
Open up, Lou!
Yeah, that's right.
We better set him down on the cot in my room.
Right.
Well, what's the matter with him?
All right. Set him down.
Okay.
Did he pass out?
No.
Well, then...
He's dead.
What are you going to do with him?
Just a minute. Look at the clothes he's wearing.
Oh, I don't see...
Looks like he was going to a costume ball. It looks like he came over on a Mayflower. He's wearing went out of style hundreds of years ago.
But what would a man be doing out in a storm in clothes like those?
I don't know.
Oh, what was that?
He had something in his hand. Looks like it was a statue of some kind. Look at it. It's hollow. There's a piece of paper inside. Wait a minute, let's see what it says.
What does it say, Jim?
It's a map of some kind. With a line drawn on it. And it's right here.
Look, that little irregular circle down there, that looks like Mirror Lake, where we found it.
It's not called Mirror Lake in this map. It says Old Beltane. It's written in Old English.
Old English?
That's right. Ever read the Canterbury Tales? Notice the spelling on this map. It's the same.
Well, you're right.
Trail on the map and must have been following it. If that's Mirror Lake, then he came over the mountain right here.
Yeah, but there's no path through the mountains at that point.
This map says there is. He was following it. Now, we'd better follow the trail on the map. We should let them know what happened. They can come back and get
him. It doesn't seem to be too far.
I don't think it is. What about it?
I guess we might as well.
Two?
I think so.
We'll leave them here, and we can bring them back, and they can take him back with them.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Hey, something's opened the door. What's the matter?
Oh, look. Out there by the tree. It's an old woman. Clothes all in black.
The dead man we had brought back to the cabin with us had held a small statuette in his hand. It had fallen to the floor, and inside it we found a strange map with a trail outlined on it. We decided to follow that trail to reach his people and let them know what had happened to them. Suddenly the door had blown open and Susan screamed.
An old woman! And he's pointing at us!
I don't see anything, Sue.
Nor do I.
I'm sure I've seen something.
Close the door, Jack.
Right.
Now, there's nothing out there, Sue. Nothing at all.
Maybe not, but what about that strange wailing cry we heard?
I'll admit I heard something, but what it was, I don't know.
Probably an animal frightened at the storm.
I'm not so sure.
Don't worry about it, Sue. Well, we might as well turn in now. We're going to hit the trail early tomorrow.
Turned in for the night. Several times as I lay there in my cot, I thought I heard a strange wailing cry. But I put that down to my imagination. And for some reason, I was afraid. I fell off to sleep about 1 o'clock. Sometime during the night, the sky has cleared and the storm was over. We got up at 6, and by 7 o'clock, we scudded out on the trail. For a while, it was easy going, but about 9 in the morning, we hit a stretch that was very difficult for us to follow.
Be very careful. One misstep, and that'll be the last one you take.
We're up pretty high. I've never been up here before. Have you, Matt?
No. I don't think anyone has.
Why did you both bring guns?
Can't tell. We might meet up here. The map's been pretty accurate, Jack. Every lake, every stream, even where the trail gets rough.
That's right. Twin Peaks are right in front of us.
Yes, but I can't see any way to get through.
Well, according to the map, there's a narrow passage between the peaks.
Oh, I hope it's right.
It's been right so far. Watch your step.
Don't worry. I will.
In a short while, we came to a clearly defined trail. The terrain over which we just passed seemed almost a barrier so that no one could get in or out except with great danger.
We came at last to the solid wall of rock, 1,000 feet above us, towered the twin peaks.
Any way of going any
farther? There's nothing much solid rock up ahead. Wait a minute.
What do you see?
Come on. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I see an opening.
And that's all right. There is an opening, just large enough for a man to walk through.
According to the map, the trail ends behind those
teeth.
I wonder what we'll find there.
Well, no, but we won't find anything unless we start through. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Because
the wind's rushing through here.
You two had
better concentrate on getting through. It gets narrower up ahead.
That's between the rocks, twisted and turned. Some places so narrow that we had to squeeze so through. Several times we thought we had to turn back. The obstacle was overcome and we pushed ahead. With the wind always howling about us.
Look! It's widening.
Just another few feet to go.
There's the end of it. Come on.
I hope we find his relatives. It's going to be a hard trip back.
Look.
Oh, a hidden valley. Surrounded on all sides by the mountains.
Trail we followed must be the only way in.
Well, I see some houses down there.
Matt, look at them again.
Why?
You don't build houses like that nowadays. I almost think I was in old England.
Look.
Where?
Oh, there. That man is coming in. And he's dressed just like the other one was.
He seems friendly.
From where did he come? From house?
From the other side of the beach.
Of a truth, he comes from the outside, then. How did he find this place?
We had a map. One of your people, we found him last night during the storm. He was dead.
He did not have to come to tell us. Crom Crock did.
Crom Crock?
Aye. Come, I shall take you to him.
The man led us down the slope onto the valley floor. We followed him, and he seemed friendly enough, talking always in that queer, antiquated way of his. I noticed as we walked that others followed him. They said nothing, trailing us silently, and I got the crazy idea that we were prisoners. He led us away from the houses into an area thick with oak trees, finally taking us into a clearing surrounded completely by those giant oaks.
Look there.
Yes, I see them.
13 giant statues, just like the small one the dead man had in his hand. 12 stone, and one in the center is gold.
Why don't the people see them? They just stand there watching.
That statue in the center, the gold one.
You
don't want it to be alive. It seems like it's watching us.
That's
what I think, too.
Listen. The drum of some kind. Who are these people? The clothes they wear. I've seen costume movies and plays where they wore clothes like that, but no one wears clothes like that now.
Druids.
What was that?
Of course. Druids. Don't you remember your history, Matt? You should have known.
Known what?
Listen. You saw the oak tree surrounding this place. And you can see the 12 statues and the gold one in the center. That's the Council of 12, and the gold statue is Crom Crock. We've stumbled on something out of the pages of history.
True. I've heard that before.
Of course you have. Caesar's legions found them when they first invaded England. The worship of Crom Crock was forbidden, just as the worship of Sibyl, the Magna Mater, was forbidden. The Druidic priest kept the belief alive. And then in 1641, all traces of the Druids disappeared from England.
Well, what happened to them?
Well, according to the evidence, an unknown ship left England in May of that year. It was ostensibly bound for the same area where the Mayflower colonists landed. But it never reached here. Or so they thought. But they must have reached here, found this hidden valley, and kept their people and beliefs alive. These must be their descendants. What's the day?
Today?
The day they sacrificed offerings to Crom Crock.
What?
That's right. In some parts of Ireland, the Scottish Highlands, and in Britain, the day is still celebrated. Not with human sacrifices, it used to be, but with token sacrifices.
Human sacrifices?
That's right.
Wait a minute. Look.
There's a man in a white robe.
He's raising his arms.
Come, and touch one, someone, for free. Despite the death of a man, then we shall offer not one, but three to the island of Rome.
We're free.
Tonight they intend to sacrifice us. To offer us the sacrifice of Clown Croc.
We'd followed the trail on the map and had come through a narrow pass between the mountains, discover a valley hidden from the world for over 350 years. A valley where modern civilization had not made any inroads. A people who held to the customs and strange beliefs of their forebears. Now we stood before the shrine of the Druids, before the stone council of 12, and the grinning golden idol of Crom Croc.
What does he mean? Offer three.
Tonight they intend to sacrifice us. Offer us a sacrifice to the idol of Crom Croc.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
What are we going to do?
We have our gun.
We wouldn't stand a chance with them right now. Too many people here. We'll have to wait till later when so many of them are around. Then we can make our move.
But what are they going to do with us now? Well,
let's wait and see.
Are they through chatting?
Yes, and their leader is coming toward us.
Yes, David.
We found one of your people outside beyond the mountains. We wanted to tell you that he was dead.
The hag of Delphine followed him. The spectral woman clothed in the garb of black. She rode upon his shoulders and stuck him down.
The old woman I saw last night, remember?
Your eyes perceived the hag of Delphine.
I saw someone last night, an old woman.
And did she hear a wheeling sound?
Yes, we did.
Then she has served Crom Croc well. For she destroyed a traitor who was a fear to feed the hunger of Crom Croc. And she sent back three to take his place. Hi, Crom Croc will be joyful.
What do you mean by that?
Surely you must know that he has been chosen to be sacrificed to Crom Croc. And before the Council of 12. He should be happy, stranger. Tonight, when the moon is full and high, sighed Dolphin, then shall ye be Crom Croc and satisfy his hunger with your blood.
The leader raised his arm, and in an instant we were surrounded by these strange people. They led us to a structure directly behind the golden idol of Crom Croc. It was surrounded by a half circle of trees, giant oaks. A half circle such as the 12 stone idols made, fanning out on either side of Crom Croc. They secured the doors and put a guard outside, lest we should try to escape.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do right now. We'll have to wait.
We still have our guns and ammunition.
How much ammunition did you bring?
A couple of boxes. You?
About the same.
Jack, how much do you know about the Druids?
Just a little.
What about the ceremonial sacrifice?
What are they? They built a fire tonight, a colossal fire. They call it the Beltane Fire.
Then what happens?
They expect us to run through it. The sacrificial altar is on the other side, just before the golden idol of Crom Croc. They think the fire purifies us, makes us fit to be sacrificed to Crom Croc.
How?
Our only chance is in trying to escape.
Yes, but how?
Fire. The Beltane Fire.
What?
I think I have an idea that they let us escape. At any rate, it's worth trying. If it works, we'll live. If it doesn't... it won't make any difference to us after the death. I outlined my plan to Matthew and Susan. They wouldn't make any move to escape until we stood before the Beltane Fire. Then we'd make the move and hope that we succeeded. They kept us there without any food or water. As the sun settled down behind the western peaks and the darkening gloom filtered through the sky, there was a great deal of activity outside. As the evening arrived, the drums began. They'll be coming for us soon now. Here, hold these in your hand.
Oh, I hope this works.
I smell smoke.
They kindled the fire, man. Hey! Don't fight them! We're ready.
Don't forget what you have to do.
Right. The faces on those islands almost keep me alive. Especially the gold one.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye
for that,
lad. Oh, there. And the
I'd throw the bullets into the fire.
Now.
Why don't they go off?
Time for the heat up.
They're all going to go for the second make a run for it.
All right.
Never appreciate anything the way I appreciate this hunting lodge. But I'm going to stop. I don't want to be anywhere near what I saw today.
Strange, isn't it? Well, they're 2,000 years old, and older, undoubtedly. The belief of the Druids and the magical properties of the oak tree, and the strange ceremony of the Beltane fire, still believes in many parts of the world. The ceremony's been changed, of course, but they still make offerings to Cromcroft.
Cromcroft has it, as long as those who believe in him have it. Look then into the shadow. What you see there is the Isle of Cromcroft.
Tonight's tale of the unusual, the terrifying, the unknown. Join us again when next we journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear another strange tale of the supernatural. All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional, and any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
That's the horror for today. If you want to hear more from the Hall of Fantasy, more old-time radio, or anything else Relic Radio, just visit relicradio.com. You'll find links there to our Shoutcast stream and the donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thanks to those who have donated. It's how this is all made possible. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again soon with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for relicradio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.